Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm glad that music started to stir me. And I just want to say, welcome to Only Believe right here in Kenton, Ohio. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, I just want to remind each and every one of us that you need to know that the love of God, that God himself is focused on who you are. Amen. I want to remind you that God at every moment is awakened to who you are. He's ready to be a part of your life. And all we have to do is make sure that our faith and our reverence towards God is there, and God will be in the midst of what we got going on. Amen. So I want to thank you, each and every one of you, for being here. I'm excited to have you here, excited for what God's doing. And we just want to declare the goodness of the Lord today. And as we enter into worship, just have your heart open to God's hand being on your life. Amen?
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen. Well, stand on your feet with us this morning.
Holy Spirit, take my hand now. Lead me out in the living waters. You're the wellspring, you're stirring. You're the life for your sons and daughters. Eyes are open to the unseen, and my faith is rising within me. Bless the Lord now, sing it out loud. Come and give the Lord his glory. You're calling me deeper, deeper still. You're calling me deeper, deeper still. So I'm going deeper, deeper still into your love, because your love keeps going deeper, deeper still. You're calling me deeper, deeper still. So I'm going deeper, deeper still. My faith is arising within me. Bless the Lord now, sing it out loud. Lift your hands, give the Lord his glory. You're calling me deeper, deeper still. You're calling me deeper, deeper still. So I'm going deeper, deeper still into your love, because your love keeps going deeper, deeper still. You're calling me deeper, deeper still. So I'm going deeper, deeper still into your love, into your love.
worship you this morning. We just magnify your name. You're King of Kings.
The beginning, one with God the Lord Most High. Your hidden glory in creation, now revealed in you, our Christ. What a beautiful name it is. What a beautiful name it is. Jesus Christ, my King. What a beautiful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus. You didn't want heaven without. Jesus Christ. powerful name it is, the name of Jesus. What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus.
Let's just begin to speak out praises to Him this morning. God, You are the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Hallelujah, Lord, we worship You. Come on, we magnify His name this morning. He's the lifter of our heads. Jesus, we want more. Oh, we want more of You, God. Come on, He's here this morning. If you came in need of something, we just pray, Jesus, this morning. He's the name above all names. He's the King of kings this morning. Just praise His name. Hallelujah, Jesus. We lift Your name up, God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
And when you walk into the room, the prophets it began to rise, as there is resurrection life in all today.
If you're struggling, if you've just been standing and you're not seeing something, here's a moment for you to get with God and just declare to Him that I'm here. Come consume me, God. I give you permission. We declare it, and I declare it for myself, and I declare it for this church, but only you can declare it for yourself. Amen? It's time to open up. Give Him permission. Let Him consume you. There's a world out there that needs every single one of us. Amen? And we need Him to consume us so that when we go out there, they don't get us, they get Him. Amen? So take your moment. This is you.
Come and consume, God, all we are. We give you permission. Our hearts are yours. We want you. We want you. Consume, God, all we are. We give you permission, my heart. Yes, Lord, we want you. We want you. Come, Lord. Come and consume, God, all we are. We give you permission,
our hearts are yours.
They're yours, Lord.
Now we're going to personalize it. Come consume me, God.
Come and consume, God, all I am. I give you permission. My heart is yours. I love you. I want you.
Personalize it.
Come and consume, God, all I am. I give you permission. My heart is yours. I want you.
I need you, Lord.
I want you. Come and consume, God, all I am. I give you permission. My heart is yours. I want you. I want you. Come and consume, God, all I am. I give you permission. My heart is yours. I want you.
Thank you.
Tomb. Since when has impossible ever stopped you? This is the sound of dry bones rattling. This is the praise make a dead man walk again. Open the grave, I'm coming out. I'm gonna live again. This is the sound of dry bones rattling. Pentecostal fire, stirring something new. You're not gonna run out of miracles anytime soon.
Resurrection power runs in my.
I hear the sound.
I hear the sound.
I hear the sound.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I just declare your glory, Father. Lord, right now in Jesus' name, Father, I just ask you, God, to loose the working of miracles and healing to flow into people's lives, Father. Lord, right now I break the power of anxiety, depression, discouragement, Father. I break that off of people in the name of Jesus. Lord, I just loose, God, you're working into the lives of people, Father, that you handle their health issues, their financial issues, God. Father, I see relationships being healed right now, Father. Lord, I thank you in the mighty name of Jesus that you are working within the lives of your people. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Woo! I loved our worship this morning. Amen.
The sound. Amen.
Amen. I want you to know that I was thinking from the sound of us saying that name that's above all names.
Yep.
To Jesus walking in the room. Amen.
Hello, Mary.
And to the fact that we can live again. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. I want to tell you something that as Christians, I think that last song is speaking to us because I will tell you that there, I will tell you that there are times where even though we followed God for a long time, there's times where things will happen that can be discouraging and that can come against our faith and come against who we are. And I'm telling you that I'm just telling you, just like the Lord spoke to those dry bones to live, I'm telling you that if your faith has been challenged, make sure you stir yourself, shake off the difficulties of life, and live again. Amen?
Amen.
Wipe those dreams off. Get that page reopened where your faith is stirred to believe God for great things in your tomorrow. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord.
It's time for some of us to start to learn how to shout.
Amen. Praise God.
Some time for some of us to learn how to raise our hands and do a little dance.
Amen.
Listen, they did it in the Word. If David can do it and he was king, we can do it. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Listen, there is a freedom that needs to come upon the church.
Yeah.
To quit worrying about what people think.
Amen.
We got people out there that'll go to football games and, well, not right now, but basketball games and all that stuff, and they'll shout and they'll jump. And I was one of those crazy people.
Amen.
I might still be one of those crazy people who might yell at the TV when I watch a game or two.
Amen.
But not louder than I'll shout for Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah. That's what I was about to say. Honey, you might even shout at me, but I can't complain.
That's private. Y'all share that with everybody.
I'm just teasing you. But because you do shout unto the Lord. So.
Y'all I'm see him. Teasing. Y'all known him.
Amen.
You know that maybe every once in a while.
Woo!
You gotta bring him back in.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Bring him back in.
I have a lot to handle, ain't I, baby?
Amen. Then some.
Praise God.
I got lots of women praying for me.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
No, I love you, honey.
I know.
You are a blessing from the Lord.
Amen.
You are handful, but you're a blessing from the Lord.
Amen. Praise God. That's what I say.
The
Amen.
Lord doesn't give us more than we can handle. That's what I have to say sometimes. I can handle this, Lord.
I love it. Thinking of the Lord giving us not more than we can handle, hey, I want you to know that we are hearing, even from our contractor, that by the end of this month, by the 30th or 31st, he's going to be able to get our permits done, and that he's going to be able to tell us that we have our occupancy. Amen.
Okay, so amen. Amen.
The electrical is going next.
Women, who likes more detail?
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Shalem, you're not a girl.
And let me tell you,
we're going to give you more details.
And let me tell you something. We're going to give you more details, but we've seen how far that's gotten us on this project so far. That's why sometimes I'm like, not
we
a
do know. We do.
Details.
We do believe. We do know that we have put our last Christmas day.
Yes. Amen. Hallelujah.
You know that for a fact. Okay. Yes. So these are the dates that we're looking at. The reason that we're telling you all this information is because coming up on us quick.
Yeah.
And if everything falls into line, these are domino effects.
Yep.
So if this gets done and this gets done and this gets done, then it can get done on the timing that they're telling us. So we've been telling you that all along. So it could be that if something doesn't get approved right away, it has to wait another week while they fix it. So that could push it back a week. But this is what we're looking at right now. They're shooting to get the occupancy permit on the 30th or 31st.
Amen.
So it wouldn't be this week, so it would be next week. So once they get the occupancy permit, then, right, we can get in there and we can have service. But we have to move things over there and get prepared for service. All of the sound equipment has to be moved over there. Like, that's, we won't be ready to have service on the 2nd.
Right. Okay?
So then the 1st and 2nd week of August would be us taking stuff over and moving and preparing the church for a service. And hopefully what our plan is right now is the 16th would be the first service over there. Okay?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So y'all can be praying in agreement that every domino that needs to fall for these dates to be solid and sure falls and happens.
Amen.
And that the, you know, all of this stuff comes together and all of the permits are given. They're doing electric this week to get the permit for the electric this week. That's getting inspected. There's just a few things that he has to wrap up, and then that's getting inspected this week. Sound, the speakers and stuff are going in this week. More lighting on the stage is going in this week. The projector's going up.
The lighting out in the
screen's
foyer.
Going up.
They gotta get all that done.
Like finishing work, if that makes sense. Like they've got the finishing work and their punch list and that kind of stuff to go. So we're gonna be believing for that. So if you guys would kind of keep yourselves available.
Yes, if you can in the month of August, kind of keep your weekends there open if you can, because we are going to have some moving days and some stuff like that. And thank God we had a couple people say that they have a trailer and stuff that we can load stuff on.
Yes.
So we are going to be looking for that first Saturday in August to move as much as we can, as long as these dates all stay firm. But I would say the first and the second weeks of August, if you guys could keep yourself flexible, those who can help us move, that would be great.
Amen.
Because we are going to be asking hear soon about that. And if you don't know, I want you to take a couple practice runs, because you don't have to go far. You just have to go down this road over the railroad tracks, and you're going to hit State 292. You're going to turn right and go no more than a mile, and you're going to see your new building off on the right in front of Memorial Ballpark. So, in fact, to be honest with you, after this service, we're going out there for a little bit, because there's a few things we got to look at. So anybody who hasn't been out in a while, and if you have time after the second service, you're more than welcome to come and stop out and see what your new church building looks like.
Amen. And it's funny, every time we refer to it, we always say the building.
Yeah.
Exactly. We always say the building. And I thought, Lord, why don't we ever, like, I was just talking to the Lord, and I said, Lord, why are we always calling it the church? The church. I mean, we're not the church,
the building.
Because it is the church building, right? And I guess in our hearts, that until you people are in it, it's not
Amen.
The church.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
So until you people are over there, this is the church.
Absolutely.
That's the building.
Yep.
When y'all get in there, then the church is at home.
Yeah.
Amen.
We'll be home over there.
Amen.
And we'll be calling this our first
building.
I kind
of feel this in my spirit to say we will not be in before that date.
Yeah. Okay?
If we get everything moved in the first week
and
everything is set, your pastor has promised, Pastor Sandy Outlaw, in Murfreesboro, North Carolina,
in relationship
has built an addition to his church and a new sanctuary. That when he had the ribbon cutting and when they had their, you know, the day that they did
dedication,
that's the word I was looking for, that he would be part of it. And that is the week of the 9th. And then him and Pastor, our pastor, Pastor Dosick, and Pastor Rick from the Dayton campus is going there, and they're doing a miracle service that week too. So they're going to be gone the whole week. And so it'll be the 16th that it'll be when he's back. Yep. And so the 16th will be our target date right now of what we're thinking will be over there. If there's any changes to that, you will know. Amen?
We'll
let you know, but we are believing.
Amen.
Woo! That's the date.
Hallelujah.
Amen. It's been a long time coming.
But the Lord has been so faithful and so kind to us. And so we're excited, and we're excited for all of us, for our faith to grow. And hopefully we're going to have people added to us as a body of Christ. One thing I'm excited about is that our first service is already going to be bigger than the ones we've been having, because we're going to be all in one service together.
Amen. Y'all don't know the blessings that have already happened.
Yeah.
Like, there's been blessings that we've gotten along the way. There was 250 chairs given us from Pastor Menke.
Yep. Amen.
And Lima. And so we've got and our budget ran tight. Listen, our budget ran super tight. The Lord
came
through.
It always does on a building.
Amen.
Project.
And so we got 77 chairs for the children's church for like $200. That's mm-hmm. unheard of. And that was Harco. And then we had some people do some things in there and didn't charge us painting.
Yep.
Randy mm-hmm. Waters yep. and went in there and painted that thing. Jared and his father's, meaning his father-in-law yeah. and his father, went yep. in and built a 3-foot addition for the stage that they did on their own. Like, there's just been so much. Jeannie's been over there helping us clear stuff out so that they could Amen. Build the stage. Concrete blocks. I'm like, at yes. some point, I sat down and let Jeannie and Phil do it. I thought, I'm wore out.
Amen.
So old age. So, Jeannie, you are like 2 weeks older than me. I know it. That doesn't yeah. work with you.
Yeah, exactly.
But no, like, there's just been a lot that have gone on over there, yeah. and you know, I'm probably missing some things that has happened, and please forgive me. I don't mean to. Just God has blessed us, and he has been faithful.
Amen.
And we're ready.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen. That's all I got.
Okay. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So at this time, we're going to go.
Was that on purpose? I think that was purpose.
No. We're going to go ahead and let Pastor Jared and Children's Church get going. Amen. And they're going to.
Frustration.
No, that was you saying you're going over there and then coming behind me. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Well, you know, I'm going to talk just for a moment about. Oh, yeah. I got to welcome everybody and welcome you live streamers out there. Praise God. Hallelujah. Almost forgot to do that. Boy, I'm just stirred up today about my just faith and exciting. And if anyone on live stream has a prayer request, be sure to send it in, because we will be praying for those at the end of service. And then, just like anybody in here, I'm going to offer you the opportunity to have prayer. And it's good to see some new faces today. Praise God. Welcome you. Amen. And good to see you guys. Hallelujah. Praise God. But I want to talk to you for just a minute, because sometimes I forget to do the offering. And I will be going through the whole service and I forget. And at the end of service, someone gives me the envelope wave. And they remind me that I have not given us an opportunity to give our offering. And I think that that is so very important, because I don't want you to give an offering out of any kind of religious a way of doing it, or just because someone else is doing it. The Bible tells us in Exodus, the Bible tells us that the Lord said that everyone whose spirit was stirred up were the ones that started bringing their offerings. And I want you to know something, that your tithing and your offering giving should come out of a spirit of revelation of your trust in God. Amen? It's because we want to invite the Lord into every aspect of our life. And God is the one that says that in this area, he says, if you will release your tithe and your offerings, the Lord says, I will rebuke the devourer on your behalf. In other words, he will stop Satan's attack on our life. And he says that he will open up the windows of heaven for us, and that he will also have favor upon us, that our seed would be protected. And I want you to know that that's the kind of thing that God does for us. And just like this, you know, one time I was at work, and this was years ago, and of course my job lasted well beyond this, but I was at work and these guys came to me and said, well, they're talking about closing down our plant. What are you going to do then? You know, what about your faith concerning that? And I said, well, for me, I'm going to work as hard as I've ever done, right up to the day they close these doors. I said, because the Bible says that the diligent shall prosper. And I said, and I want you to know something, that I don't just work for this company, I work as unto the Lord. And the Lord says that he's my provider and he will bless me. I said, so even if this job ended tomorrow, I'm telling you that I'm not looking into my future with fear, disappointment, or regret. I know that God's going to provide and open up a door for us. Amen? And so upon that, those guys said, wow, well, you know what? Our plant never did close. And I told those guys, I said, hey, listen, as long as I'm working here, I believe that these doors will stay open. Amen. The Lord said that he would bless a whole nation if there was just 10 righteous in it. Amen. And so I told them, as long as I'm here, you're going to be blessed. And I believe that. I believe that God's hand is on us. Another friend of mine, one time he said, oh my goodness, Brother Phil, he called me and he said, they just told me that I'm losing my job at this certain time. And I said, okay. I said, well, what? He said, man, I just don't know what I'm going to do. I said, what? I said, brother, I said, you have been diligent. You've been faithful. I said, get yourself stirred, because God has already saw this job ending and he has provision for you. And it was amazing, because the guy said, wow. He said, you know what? I wasn't thinking that way. And all of a sudden, he started putting his resume out there. And the day his job ended, he stepped into another job, making a dollar more an hour than he ever did at this other job. And I'm just telling you that God will provide for you no matter where you're at. Amen? So today, when we release our tithe and offering, be stirred in your spirit and your heart, and give because you trust God, and give because you believe in him. Amen? It's one reason why we have you come up here, is because the Bible says bring. You know, some churches pass the offering around, and I'm not opposed to that. That's fine. But the Bible says bring your tithes and offering into the storehouse. And I believe that when you get to take those steps, it's just the dimension of releasing your faith. Amen? So I'm going to pray, and we're going to bring the buckets up here, and we're going to give our offering. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you, God, that God, you are blessing your people, Father. Lord, I thank you that according to the word, that when they give, God, it's returned to them, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, Father. And Lord, we give out of our faith in you, our trust in you. It's a moment of worship, God, but it's also a declaration that in this intimate, sacred area, Father, we trust you and we put our faith in you, God. And Father, we thank you that you will provide for us throughout our entire life, rebuking the devourer and open up the windows of heaven. And Lord, we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Bring your tithes and offerings to the front.
You're calling me deeper, deeper, sin. You're calling me deeper, deeper, sin. So I'm going deeper, deeper, sin. Into your love, because your love keeps going deeper, deeper, sin. You're calling me deeper, deeper, sin. So I'm going deeper, deeper, sin. Into your love, into your love, calling me deeper, deeper still. You're calling me deeper, deeper still. So I'm going deeper, deeper still. Into your love, into your love.
Hallelujah, amen, amen. Well, praise God. Once again, I just want to thank you for being here, and I am going to preach again on the subject that we started a week or two ago, and that is on your faith today. Amen. We're going to teach about faith today. And one thing I want to remind us about faith is that faith is one of the greatest releases of God's grace that's ever been on our life. Faith is released unto us so that we can stay attached to the supernatural realm of God. I want to remind each and every one of us that the Bible says this of your Father in heaven, that God himself speaks of things that aren't, and so they become. In other words, God is letting you know that he has invited you into the very way that he operates. Amen? I want you to know that God has released faith into our life so that we can navigate this natural life with an unfair advantage. Amen? I want you to know that faith is not just an equalizer. Woo! I want you to understand something. Faith, when it's released, gives you authority over the devil. Faith, when it's released, can change circumstances that otherwise would be unchangeable. I want you to know faith can bring a stop to terminal illness. Faith can bring a breaking to poverty. Faith can take hurts and pains and offenses and things that would be unforgivable without the touch of God. And faith can turn those things. And I want to remind us how critically important faith is, because we started out last week by looking at Luke 18:8. And in that scripture, the Lord says, not only did the judge in that particular story listen to a woman and give her favor because she asked him a lot, but the Bible says, your Father in heaven, if that judge would do the right thing just because of the request being made, how much more will your Father in heaven avenge his children and treat them fairly and do things for them out of his love for them? But when that statement was made, immediately the Lord said of that statement, the Lord said, when I return, will I find faith on the earth? And the very fact that Jesus makes that statement to us should raise our awareness to the idea that if we're not careful and if we don't protect our faith, we're going to find ourselves in a situation where our faith could be stolen by the enemy or by the circumstances of life. Amen? And I want you to know that the devil is very deceitful. He tries to do subtle things to discourage us, to get us too busy, to get us discouraged in our faith. And I want you to know that sometimes, even as Christians who are believing God for things, there are moments in this life where we might not get the answer we thought we were going to get. There are some times where we have believed for something and it just did not turn out the way we thought it was going to. And I want to encourage you today that even if that has happened to us, we cannot let go of our faith. You know, the Bible says, in due season you shall reap if you faint not. And I want you to know something, that just because we have had some challenges, I need to remind you that the Bible says we are in a fight of faith. And the Lord says, put on the full armor of God so you can stand against the evil day. In other words, I want you to know something, that we're in a fight of faith because the devil and sometimes circumstances in life are going to fight against who we are and what we're doing. Amen? And we've got to understand that this fight of faith means that I have to be determined that I'm not going to let my faith go and I'm not going to let it slip. Amen? The Lord said, when I return, will I find faith on the earth? And I'm telling you that what that means for us is, let's protect our faith. Let's be determined that no matter what the world does and no matter what we see other people do, when it comes to us, remember, Joshua said after years, he said, listen, I'm standing before you and I don't know what you're going to do. I can tell you about the victories God has brought us through. I can tell you about how good God has brought us to do. But I'm telling you that as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Amen. And I want you to know that every one of us as Christians are going to have to be determined enough to say, hey, I can't account for everybody else. But what I can do is for me, I am going to serve the Lord and I'm going to keep my faith no matter what. Amen? So this morning I want to share with you a couple moments of faith in the Bible, and I just want to bring out some of those things that are very profound. And one of the first places we're going to look is the very name where our church was birthed. Our pastor, Pastor Dosick in Botkins, Ohio, years ago, this scripture came into his heart and was one of the stirring things that caused him to name the church Only Believe. But what I want to share with you in this story is we're going to find out that there is a man by the name of Jairus that was a he was a very powerful man. And you can read this in Mark 5:21 through 23. And Jairus came to the Lord, and his daughter was sick at home. His child was sick, and he came to Jesus, and he asked Jesus to come with him and heal his daughter, and Jesus said he would. And I just want to share this with you. Now, immediately once Jesus had started to walk with Jairus towards his house, I want you to know that many people came to Jesus.
Many people came, crowds were around him. In fact, the woman with the issue of blood, this is the time where she reached out and touched Christ, and the disciples were saying, man, there's so many people around you, how can we know who touched you? But during that busyness and during that journey and that delay where the Lord didn't get to go straight to Jairus' house, someone came from his home and said, hey, you don't need to bother the master anymore because your daughter has died. She's passed away. And I want you to hear what the Lord said in this situation. And it says in verse 35, Mark 5, verse 35, it says, while he yet spake, there came from the ruler of the synagogue's house certain which said, thy daughter is dead. Why troublest thou the master any further? As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he saith unto the ruler of the synagogue, be not afraid, only believe. I want you to know something, that when you're in the battle of faith and you are standing on promises and you are standing by faith that are going to be different than the circumstances you see, we've got to make sure that once we release our faith, we don't back up from what we have said. Yes. I want you to know something, that where Jairus was, if he had just kept his eyes on the natural aspect of what was being said and what was going on, he would have faltered and backed up from what he believed. But I want you to see here that the Lord himself said, be not afraid, only believe. And I want to tell each and every one of you that throughout your faith journey with God, I promise you that in the times past and in the future, there's going to be times where you take a faith step and you're not going to see what you expected to see as quick as you expected to see it. And I'm telling you that just because you come up against no doesn't mean that you should back up or that we can afford to back up. In fact, I want you to know that there are times, unfortunately, where the Lord has said to us, be not afraid, only believe. And we have not heeded what he has said. But I want you to know that God's plan for you in the middle of your faith battle and in the middle of your faith journeys is the Lord is saying to us, be not afraid, only believe. And I want you to see something else here that the Lord did. And I want to talk to this just for a minute, because it says that not only did Jesus say, be not afraid, only believe, but it says he suffered no man to follow him save Peter and James and John, the brother of James. You know, it seems to me that the Lord didn't even let the people that brought that certain word to him follow him. In other words, I want you to know something, that sometimes when we're going through faith battles, we don't need to listen to the voices that agree with us being discouraged. We don't need everybody to give us a pat on the back in our hardship and say, oh, it's okay, it's okay. No, here the Lord was looking for those people who were going to stand with him. He took James, Peter, and John because they knew who he was. And they were believing in the Lord as the Messiah that could heal. And they were going on the journey with him because they wanted him to know that they believed that he was going to do the supernatural. Amen? Amen. And rightfully so. They had seen him do it before. And it says that when Jesus cometh to the house of the ruler of the synagogue and seeth the tumult or the crowd or all the things that was going on, and them that wept and wailed greatly, and when he was come in, he saith unto them, why make ye this ado and weep? The damsel is not dead, but sleepeth. And they laughed him to scorn. But when he had put them all out, So right there, people were fighting against what Jesus said and what he had proclaimed, and he put all those negative voices out. He taketh the father and the mother of the damsel and them that were with him and entered into where the damsel was lying. Man, I just want to encourage you again. Make sure
that people on your faith journey are people that lovingly support you and can be stirred to challenge you to make sure that you stay on the faith journey. Amen? I tell you what, sometimes battles are going to come and difficulties are going to come, but I'm telling you, we need to take this lead from Jesus where he took those negative voices and shut them off, and he wanted to hear the voices that would stand in faith. And I'm telling you that this is important for you, because sometimes the enemy is going to come and fight against our faith. I want you to know that I understand that each one of us have had things that we were believing God for. And when we did not see the results as fast as we thought they were, or maybe we went back and got the second doctor's report, and the second doctor's report was still negative, sometimes that will diminish our faith and cause us to relinquish our stance. And I'm telling you, don't do that. Don't allow circumstances and what you hear, and don't even allow your own thoughts to fight against you. I want you to be stirred enough to say, no, God said this to me. This is what I'm believing for, and this is what I'm going to stand on. Because when Jesus used his faith, even though people told him, hey, she's dead, you might as well not go. Even though when he got there, people were crying and weeping, he kept the faith proclamation that they originally agreed upon, that Jesus was going to come and heal this man's daughter. And when they stood upon that, that's what happened. And I want you to know that people, sometimes we need to make sure that we allow God to say to us, be not afraid, only believe. Be not afraid, only believe. I promise you that discouragement is going to come. I promise you that difficulty is going to happen. I promise you that sometimes you're not always going to see the outcome that you expected, and you're certainly not going to see it as quick as you expected. But I want to encourage you today that, hey, someone might be believing over a loved one that has an addiction problem. And maybe you've had to pray and believe for them for even years now. I don't know how long it's been, but I want you to know something. Be not afraid, only believe. A day of redemption is coming. A day of turnaround is coming. Let me tell you something. I know enough people that whether it was alcohol or drugs or whatever, at one day it had them bound, and another day Jesus came and they were resurrected from that. Amen? Woo, praise the name of the Lord. So I want you to see here that the Lord kept this man focused, and as a result, they walked right into a miracle. Don't ever let go of your faith, because your faith is a doorway to the supernatural, and God is willing to do the supernatural on your behalf. Amen? Now we're going to go over here to another scripture, and I want to look at this. Boy, I just should read this before I go. Because they entered in where the damsel was lying, and he took the damsel by the hand and said unto her, Talitha kumai, woo, however you say that, which is being interpreted, damsel, I say unto thee, arise. And straightway the damsel arose and walked, for she was of the age of 12 years, and they were astonished with a great astonishment. Man, aren't we glad that the Lord kept going with this man? And I want you to know something, that we didn't see the Lord be disappointed or anything. We see the Lord girding this man up and walking him where he couldn't walk by himself. Amen? And I want each of us to know right now that the Lord is willing to walk through the scariest places with you. Amen? Remember, Psalms 23, the Bible says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will not fear, because the Lord our God is with us. Amen? Yes. Woo! I want to remind each and every one of you that we see in the Bible many times where the greatest of people are challenged in the arena of faith. Remember, there was a great prophet by the name of Elijah, and he went out and he had a time where he was demanding these people pay attention to our God. And they worshiped their God and nothing happened.
And he says, now you're going to see what my God can do, because my God is going to reach from heaven and touch my sacrifice. And what was so powerful was Elijah was so bold that he put water on his whole sacrifice, didn't he? He watered it down and got it soaking wet, dug a trench around it and put water around it so there would be no mistake that if God touched it, God touched it. And sure enough, God let fire down and boom, he just consumed that sacrifice, didn't he? Well, I want you to know that that same man, just a few days later, had the queen at that time say that she was going to kill him. And before you know it, this man that saw heaven move and saw the Lord's great redemption let the voice of one little woman run him into a cave of fear. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, men, I better not expand on that too much. I don't want to expand on too much what the voice of one woman can do to... Praise God. I better just let that go. But I will say this, that here this man is calling fire down from heaven in one moment and in a cave scared for his life the next moment. I want you to know something, that sometimes even the best of Christians can have moments where their faith is shaken. But I'm telling you, what we have to do is stir ourselves and come out of that moment. I want you to know, Elijah got strengthened and he got a supernatural infusement of God's ability and he came out of that cave and lived. Amen? I want to remind you of a young lady by the name of Esther. Remember Esther? Here she was. She had no parents. Her cousin raised her, and before you knew it, God put such grace on her life that she became the queen. And here she was as a queen. But even as the queen, she was scared to go talk to her husband, the king, in a situation, so much so that fear came upon her. And Mordecai had to say, Esther, remember that it could be that you were sent to the kingdom for such a time as this. And Esther stirred herself and said, hey, fast and pray for me, and I'm going to fast and pray. And she got a supernatural answer. Amen? I want you to know something, that in our life, sometimes our faith is going to be challenged, but we have to be like this man was when Jesus said, be not afraid, only believe. He had to restir himself and remind himself what he was believing for. He was believing for his daughter to be healed no matter what was going on. Amen? And we're going to look here at another scripture. Praise God. And this time I want to go to Matthew. Praise the name of the Lord. Matthew chapter 8. And we're going to read a scripture again that is a moment of faith where a man releases his faith and the Lord answers. And it says, and when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came to him a centurion, beseeching him, and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home, sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus saith unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I'm not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I'm a man under authority, having soldiers under me, and I say to this man, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh, and to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. Well, I want to just talk to you for a minute because, first of all, I want you to see something. It's one thing for us to have faith for our daughter, amen? It's one thing for us to have faith for a spouse or somebody that we are related to, but here's what I want you to see in this story. This man had faith for a servant that worked for him. In other words, for us, have we ever used our faith for somebody at work? Have we ever used our faith for a neighbor, for a stranger, for someone who we are just believing God for? And even though we're not related to them, and even though we might not know them in that intimate level, have we ever understood that we have a right to relieve our faith for others? You know, in this world in which we live in right now, I wonder if as Christians, I keep hearing everybody say, well, what can we do? What can we do? I wonder if as Christians, you really understand and do you believe that you have power to pray and believe God for our nation? Believe God that the coronavirus will be dried up. Believe God that division and hatred and all this stuff going on. Do you believe God enough to believe that your faith can make a difference in those things? Because I want you to know it can. Just like this man, part of the reason the Lord said he had great faith was here this man was, not only was he believing for a servant, but also he said, Lord, as Messiah, as who you are, your word is enough. Is the word of God enough for you? If the word says it, do you believe it? And if the word says it, do you live by it? Do you live in the guidelines of holiness? Do you live in the guidelines of integrity? Do you live in the guidelines of what God says? Do you pray for your enemies? It's one thing to pray for people you love, but the Bible says I should pray for my enemies. What about granting forgiveness? It's one thing for me to forgive those who I love all the time, like, I mean, she's perfect, so she never does anything wrong. But even if Regina did do something wrong, since I love her, boy, I'm quick to forgive her. Amen. 70 times 7. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. But because I love her, I'm quick to forgive her. But I got to ask you a question. Those who are not so easy for you to love, can you still forgive them? Do we forgive? Do we walk in the kind of Bible forgiveness that's requested of us? Because here's what I want you to know. Part of the reason why the Lord said, man, this man has great faith is because this man said, Lord, I don't even need you to come to my house. First of all, I'm not some great king and I don't, you know, so I don't even require you to come to my house. But what he was saying was, Lord, I know that there's enough authority and what you have to say, that the moment you speak it, it's going to be done. There's so much authority in who you are, Jesus. All I need you to do is pray for my servant, and I believe that my servant will be made whole. And what's so powerful is that Jesus said, go, and what you've requested is done. And it says that immediately upon that hour and upon that moment where this man released his faith, and the Lord answered and confirmed what his position was, the servant was made whole. I want to remind each and every one of us that sometimes we have received an answer and we need to hold on to it. Remember, Daniel said it this way. He prayed, and all of a sudden, when he didn't hear, he added fasting to his prayer. And he stood there fasting for 21 days. And the angel that came and gave him an answer said, from the moment you prayed, your answer was released. And I'm here delivering it to you because there was resistance from the wicked one to try to keep it. Remember, the Bible says that the sower can sow the word, and immediately the enemy's going to come and try to take that word. And what I want to challenge us to remember is that when we pray and when we release something, we need to thank God now. We need to believe God now that he's released that to us. Amen? Because I promise you, the Lord is answering you. I promise you that the Bible says, I stand at the door and knock. The Bible also says, you only have not because you ask not. And I want to remind us that when the battles come, are we sure that we're girding ourselves to focus on the Lord and what he has to say on a subject? Amen? Amen. Remember, let's be people that hear God say, great faith. What is great faith? Us believing that God is who he says he is, and us being willing to stand in a place of faith till we see a God outcome. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I just declare your glory and your goodness and your grace upon us today, Father. Lord, I thank you, God, that today you're saying to us, be not afraid, only believe. And God, I thank you that today you're saying to us that when your word goes forth, we need to believe that what we've asked is done in Jesus' name. Lord, I'm reminded that God himself said, I speak of those things that aren't as though they are, and so they become. And God, you've showed us how to use faith. And Lord, I pray that today we would release our faith, that we would believe you. And as a result, we would see God, divine outcomes come upon us, Father God. And Lord, I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Now, before I let us go, okay, first of all, amen. Okay, hallelujah. Okay, amen. Okay. Okay. Okay, hallelujah. Kim, why don't you come up here for a minute? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. And let me just have your hand. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we put her husband before you, God. And Father, I pray about this report, Father. The Bible says, whose report will we believe? And God, right now, we put this report under your authority, God. I loose the working of miracles and healing, Father. And Lord, I ask you, God, to supernaturally bring healing and strength upon him, God. And Lord, we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Are you the one that knows Ben? Okay, Father, now we put Ben before you, Father. And Lord, right now, in the name of Jesus, I curse this terminal disease that's upon Ben. And Father, I ask you to turn this thing around, Father. I command this sickness to come out of him in Jesus' name. We loose the working of miracles and healing, Father. And Lord, we ask for Ben to be healed, and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you. Haley, come up here, please. Can you come up here? Whew. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, now, God, we thank you, God, for this procedure that's in the month of August, Father God. Now, Lord, I believe, God, that you have supernaturally given us doctors, surgeons, the medical profession, God, is a part of what you've given us as people, Father. And, Lord, I just thank you, God, that you're going to touch the hands of everyone involved, Father. And, Lord, that we are going to hear, God, a great process that's taken place. And, Father, healing and restoration has come up upon Haley, Father. And, Lord, we just, even now, God, even before this surgery, Father, I thank you that things are already changing and being healed, God. And, Lord, I thank you that these procedures will go better than ever, Father. And, Lord, we just thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, right now we lift up Mimi, God, and Lord, I know that, God, she's had some issues with her knees, Father, and Lord, I ask you to bring healing and strengthening, God, that, God, she can walk, that she can move, Father, and Lord, I thank you that you remove all pain, and I thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, one other thing I'd like to do is this morning, let's all bow our head. And if you're here this morning and you don't know the Lord, or if you're in a backslidden state and you say, Pastor, I've not been walking as close to the Lord as I should, and you just want to return yourself to Jesus this morning, I'm going to ask you right now, with all eyes closed and heads bowed, right now, if that's you, just raise your hand. Hallelujah. I see that hand. I see those hands. You can put those down. Hallelujah. And I just want you to say this prayer with me, and we're going to say it all together. Say, Father,
Father,
in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus Christ is the Lord and Savior of my life.
Jesus Christ is the Lord and Savior of my life.
I receive him today.
I receive him today.
I return to him today.
I return to him today.
Lord, you have a plan and a purpose for me. And you will help me each day.
Help me each day.
to walk it out. I'm your child, and I thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hey, God bless you. Amen. Amen. Well, praise God. I want to thank you for being here, and thank you, and especially thank you for those who prayed and restored themselves to the Lord. And I will be here to pray with you or talk with you after the service. And I want you to be kind to people even before you leave today. Just greet somebody or say something nice to somebody. And God bless you. Have a great week. I look forward to seeing you on Thursday. Amen. God bless you.